damned if what you're feeling isn't change.
Welcome back. I'm Michael. You are listening to The Michael Dresser Show with Dr. Tricia Working is with us. She's had over 10 years experience with the Georgia State Legislature, 7 years experience in shelter management, 15 years experience in education. She founded PAWS, P-A-W-S, for Thought Animal Foundation in 1993, currently serves as president of the Southern Regional Business Council, as well as serving as an author mentor with the Women's Life Link, and she's the author of The Fur Agreements, Lessons in Consciousness from the Animals. Tricia, hi, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Oh, thank you so much for being here. You know, if anybody has not ever had a dog or a cat or a horse or some kind of an animal, they have no idea what you're talking about. But if you've had any or been around, my goodness, what lessons we learn.
Absolutely. You're so right.
Yeah. Now, what was it for you that caught you in the first place, that really triggered you to realize there was something special, more than just four legs and feed me?
Well, I have, from the time I was a little bitty girl, always had many, many animals and worked with them. And then throughout the work with my foundation, I just always knew that there was more to it, you know, that they were more than just little beans and fur, that there was just, they were so much deeper. And so when I was about 25, I actually began working spiritually, you know, and doing deeper work with them to try to understand the connection and what they do bring to us.
One of the greatest lessons that I ever learned from a dog, and she wasn't a dog, she's my little girl. I lost her about 2-3 months ago, had her for over 10 years. I got her when she was 2 years old. She was maybe 85-90% shepherd, about 85 pounds, and she had been abused. How anybody would abuse this dog, I have no idea in my mind, but I got a hold of her. And in the house that I lived in at the time, I had a doggy door. And, you know, I had just gotten divorced, and I'm alone in the house, and I'm in front of the computer, and I'm a normal human being. When the computer doesn't work, you yell at it, right? So So every time I would yell at the computer, she would kind of cower and walk out the door. And I had to realize that I had to stop doing that to her. So what she taught me was patience. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, it's amazing the lessons they can actually teach us. And that's why I'm really so excited to bring the four agreements to the world, because we really so often don't always stop and think about the real lessons that are there, that they're offering to us.
No. And if anybody thinks an animal doesn't think, they've never had an animal. I have watched them make decisions.
Absolutely. My animals actually choose consciously. I can see it whenever I'm talking with them, and they want to misbehave or do what they want to do as opposed to what mama tells them to do. And it's so wonderful to hear you say that, because, you know, a lot of people today still kind of struggle with the concept that they are sentient beings and that they think and feel and grieve and love just as we do.
No, absolutely. I give you the difference between a dog owner and a cat owner at the grocery store. And you watch the next time you go in. You go into the pet, the department where the food is. Now, the people with the dogs are throwing the cans in the shopping cart. No big deal. But the cat owners are sitting there psychologically looking at, well, will she eat this? Will he eat that? And they think out what they buy. Because the cats.
Absolutely.
Yeah. If they don't like what they got, they'll turn their nose up at it and they'll walk away from you. And sometimes it's good we can't understand them, because I don't think I'd like what they might call me.
Well, that could be true.
Yeah,
and
wrong
one
food.
Thing that I've always said about the difference between dogs and cats, and I have both and I love them both, but dogs are, you know, they're just born naturally to love anybody no matter what. And I think cats really consciously choose who and who not to let into their world.
Oh, tell me.
I've seen it play out over and over.
Yeah, Radio Susie's over there on the other side of the desk smiling at me. I have, when I had the two dogs and I had two cats, and my sister lives with me and she had a dog. So Susie's daughter broke up with her boyfriend, whatever it was, and they had two cats. So they took the cats down to the Humane Society, and the cats didn't pass the test. So we ran down there and grabbed them. So I ended up with two cats. So I figured, okay, I'm going to give my sister the cats. So she gets the cats. We put them in the bed, her bedroom, for a day or two, and then we open the door and let them come out and get used to it. The black cat, who did nothing but hiss and swipe at people at the other place, she started following me. Now 3 years has gone by, and she's still following me, and she chose me. And she comes up, and she hugs me, and she butts me with her head, and she's always everywhere I go. But she chose it, and is exactly what you said. She decided.
She really did. And I was listening to your program the other day with the owner of the Conscious Connections, where y'all were talking about emotional fulfillment.
Yeah.
And that is something truly, you know, that the animals bring to us that we can't even always get from the people we love the best, because they know how to reach us at our deepest soul levels when we can allow that. And they do feel your heart, your spirit, just everything inside of you.
Sure, and they know how to get exactly what they want to get and when they want to get it.
Absolutely.
I say that
absolutely.
Lovingly.
Mine get taken care of before I ever do anything.
Oh, so. And I remember my little girl, she would come up and she'd put her head on my thigh and she'd look up at me and it was time to eat. So they do talk to you, and anybody who thinks they don't, you better take the second look at this. They're not just four-legged animals that don't think. They do, and the dog that's here now, my sister's dog, if you say cookie, the dog's all over you. All I have to do is say, I'm going out or get my keys, and he's barking and yelling. He doesn't like anybody leaving the house. So they know. They think. They make decisions. And if anybody says they better take a second look.
I agree with you. Do you feel the biggest lesson maybe that you've learned from your dog to let your listeners get a taste of that?
Unconditional love.
I agree. I think that they have that place within their souls that they can give it no matter what the conditions, no matter whether they become abused, such as your shepherd was,
yeah.
No matter whether they're born right into our house, they can always access that, and they then become great teachers of that for us if we're willing to learn and to look at it.
Oh, absolutely. And I think one of the things that you're talking about, and it's so true, and you have to experience it when a pet goes, they're still connected.
They are. It's just heartbreaking, both for me and most everyone I know, as losing a member of your immediate blood family. Because when we connect to our pets, they really do become family members. And I have seen people, you know, buy clothes for them. I've attended burial ceremonies and celebrations of life, but the loss is every bit as deep as if it were your own blood. And that's something that people are just beginning today to become a little more understanding and accepting of. Before, you were thought of as the crazy cat lady or something,
yeah,
if you grieved over the loss of your pet.
Yeah, and there's something, crazy cat lady. Okay, now I have three cats now, and two of them are 14 years old, and one of them's got diabetes, is what you run through. But the point is, it's very interesting. Men are not supposed to like cats. The more people, I said, I've got cats. They said, well, you got cats? I don't have cats. But for some reason, cats are supposed to be women's animals, and I absolutely disagree with that, because I've got three of them, and when I had the dogs, they were all family.
Well, you know, that's sort of how it used to be also back in the 50s, that kind of thing. Historically,
yeah,
men were dog people and women were cat people. But today, actually, cats, I believe, rank 2-1 over dogs as the number one pet. So I think the male population is coming to understand that the cats do indeed have something to offer, but they're just not as giving altruistically as are the dogs. And I think that was maybe a part of the problem in the past. You know, men could not, you know, they had enough trouble with the women trying to bring the women to them. They didn't want to have to earn the love of a cat too.
Yeah. And with a cat, we know cats run the house. I mean, that's they're going to have dogs and have anything else. But when it comes down to it, the cat runs the house. Now, the Blue Angel, who is the Blue Angel?
The Blue Angel is actually an angel that I had never before heard of until I had begun doing my work with the Fur Agreements. And she is actually now basically the guardian of the animals, all animals. And she is an angel that provides not only healing when the animals are transitioning, because that is how I first connected with her, was through the loss of my pets, but she also will work with you in any form of healing that you would like, and even your own. It doesn't have to be just your animal. But I had done a lot of research and never run across her, and she basically appeared, you know, and was brought to my attention. And so now we use her in everything we do with the animals, and it's just been amazing, the results we've had.
Now, the Fur Agreements in and of itself, what are the Fur Agreements?
Well, there are actually two sets. There are the Master Agreements, which the animal kingdom, all, you know, including the wild animals, the birds, and the fish, have. And then there are the Pet Accords, the specific agreements between us and the us and our pets. And I'd like to just focus on the Pet Accords because that's what so many of us are connected to. But there are six of them. They're to live, to heal, to touch, to inspire, to serve, and to protect. And they can provide any one or all of these functions in our lives. It just depends on what they have actually come in here to share with us.
Okay, so effectively, there is so much more when we are dealing with pets than really meets the eye on a physical level, but there's more of a spiritual level. And I really believe that they never leave you, and in their own way, wherever they end up going, because they are family. And 2 months ago, I could not have this conversation with you, but today I can.
Wow.
Yeah.
I certainly understand. I'm so sorry for your loss. You just don't get over that, not easily and not ever, really.
But they leave something with you, and they can never be replaced. I'm going to end up, I'm looking for a little girl puppy, but not to replace what was here. It's a whole different world.
That's true. What they do, just like all of the people that come into our lives, they make their own mark, or paw print, as I like to think of it. And you're right, they don't replace, but they send someone to us to help fulfill us after they're gone. And then sometimes, you know, too, they also return to us. And that's an even more extraordinary gift when you're allowed to have that.
Now, when you say they return to us through another pet's body,
yes,
that's
really
a question.
Like reincarnation,
okay.
Right? Yes.
All right. Yeah. And you know, there's an interesting look, there's a feel, and you know when that is, and who can explain it? But that's just where it is. That's why it is, and that's how it is. Now we're starting to run out of time. Let me ask you this: website we can find you at, find the book, and follow along.
Okay. The easiest one would be thefuragreements.com. And that connects you to my main website. And for your listeners, if they will just drop in a little note in their contact information, I'll be happy to actually send them a copy of the agreements themselves that they can download and print out, and they can actually see the commitments we've made, and they can become better pet guardians, because that's also part of my mission.
Wonderful. Hey, by the way, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate what you're doing, and I'm on your side 100%, 3,000%.
Thank you so much. You just made my day today.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.